This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Andres Flores Martinez. Date of birth, January 20th, 1966. Case ID number 3800473. Date of exam, November the 22nd, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Juan Salazar, dated 6/2/22, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 6/10/22. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old separated male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of a cerebral vascular accident, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked at a scrap yard area where he used to cut steel parts for 5 years. The claimant also worked as a mechanic for 4 years and has had other temporary jobs off and on. He states most of his jobs were part-time. At the present time, he lives in his wife's house, and he's not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, stroke/cerebrovascular accident. Number two, diabetes mellitus, and number three, hypertension. History of allegations, number one, stroke/cerebrovascular accident. The claimant states that he has had two strokes, one in January of 2019 and another one on June the 2nd, 2022. The second one was more severe, and he presented himself to McAllen Medical Center, where he was hospitalized for 3 days. During that hospitalization, he was diagnosed with a posterior cerebral artery infarct of the left occipital and temporal lobe, which was an ischemic stroke. The claimant suffered a mild right facial weakness, right upper and lower extremity hemiparesis, and a right hemianopsia of the eye. He also suffers from decreased balance and decreased memory, as well as mild decreased cognitive function. The claimant had no problems with slurred speech, seizure, or any kind of syncopal episode. His residual symptoms include a mild right upper and lower hemiparesis and a mild right facial nerve palsy, along with right hemianopsia of his right eye. The claimant is able to speak fine and has no problems with glutination. He does have mild decreased mental status and mild cognitive function with some mild confusion. He denies any seizure or syncopal episode. The claimant is able to give me the full history of his condition. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb 3 steps, comma, and he basically uses a walker all the time. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup with his left hand, comma, button his clothes with the left hand, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head with the left hand. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or do any strenuous exercises, especially with his right upper and lower extremity. The claimant also suffers from some mild urinary incontinence. He is presently on aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, and he was diagnosed with a posterior cerebral artery infarct of the left occipital and temporal lobe, which was an ischemic stroke by CT scan. The claimant also has a history of cocaine use and was apparently using cocaine during the time that he had the stroke. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in January 2022, he started to develop symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 100 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, neuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose one time per day, and it usually comes out around 130 mg/dL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 5.8, which was June the 2nd, 2022, indicating that he's very well controlled. At the present time, he is taking metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, and Trulicity, 0.75 milligrams QE. The claimant appears to be very well controlled at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2019, he was diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or headaches. He does suffer from blurred vision. The claimant also denies any myocardial infarction or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 164 over 99 mmHg. He has had two strokes, one in 2019 and the second one on June the 2nd, 2022. He is presently on lisinopril 20 milligrams POQD. His blood pressure measurement was 164 over 99 mmHg, which is borderline high. His generalized symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. As noted earlier, he is able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, climb 3 to 4 steps, but unable to squat at this time. He is able to bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write with his left hand, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head with his left arm. He is unable to use a coffee cup with his right hand, open up a jar, or use a skillet, as well as sweep a room at this time. He does have a walker that he uses all the time, and his doctor is Dr. Juan Salazar. He is presently on aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. He does no other physical activity at this time, secondary to his stroke. Family history, the father has epilepsy and his mother has hypertension. He has a brother and sister with diabetes mellitus. Medications, gabapentin, 100 milligrams BID, Crestor, 20 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 20 milligrams QD, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, Trulicity, 0.75 milligrams/0.5 milliliters Q week. Medical problems, hypertension, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, history of cerebral vascular accident times 2, consisting of a posterior cerebral artery infarct of the occipital and temporal lobe, consisting of an ischemic stroke. History of coronary artery disease, obesity, hyperlipidemia, and lumbar sacral back pain. Major surgeries, left hip fracture with a open reduction internal fixation performed in the past. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking a 12-pack of beer every weekend for 35 years. He states he quit in 2019. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana and cocaine for 10 years. He denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used cocaine was in 2019. The claimant, communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 181 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 6 and a fourth inch. Blood pressure is 164 over 99 mmHg. Heart rate, 75 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 30. General. This is a ...56-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. The claimant does have a right-sided hemianopsia. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 and 6. As well as the facial nerve 7 were affected by his stroke. The claimant has no problems in glutination or in speaking. Cerebellar. The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which was a walker that he uses for support. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal, secondary to the right upper extremity hemiparesis. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, but the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms of the right upper and lower extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper right and lower extremity. The claimant has a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal for the right upper and lower extremities. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of the right knee, and flexion was at 110 degrees compared to the left, which was at 130. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes. as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate without his walker. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires a walker for balance and support at this time. Neurologic exam. Grip strength was plus 3 over 5 for the right side and plus 5 over 5 for the left. However, the claimant was able to pinch, make a full fist, and opposed fingers, but with some difficulty. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at plus 3. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the right upper and lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms noted of the right upper and lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the right upper and lower extremities and plus 5 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the right hand. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left hand and to a lesser extent with the right. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a right upper and lower hemiparesis secondary to a left posterior infarct of the brain. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with moderate difficulty. There is normal grip strength on the left side, but abnormal grip strength for the right at plus 3 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue for the right upper and lower extremities. The claimant has limitations in his right visual field, secondary to hemianopsia, and some mild decrease in vision, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a right upper and lower mild hemiparesis and right hemianopsia of his visual fields. Probable diagnoses. Number one, stroke / cerebral vascular accident, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant has a mild right upper and lower hemiparesis with a mild right facial and right eye hemianopsia, although he has a fairly normal visual acuity at this time. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Being treated at this time, the claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 5.8, which is very well controlled. His condition is stable. Number three, hypertension. Dash, being treated at this time, blood pressure was 164 over 99 mmHg, which is borderline high. He was told to follow up with his physician for possible readjustment of his medication. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Andres Flores Martinez.